You know, it's time to say happy birthday. Shipping forecast 150 today. The longest continuous weather forecast ever made has been a public service since 1867. And our Radio 4 news readers, current friends and old friends, have become dab hands at incanting those sea areas.
There are warnings of gales in Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1900, Low Hebrides, 994, expected Fair Isle 991 by 1900 Monday. Atlantic low 1008.
Moving well, slowly. That's what the seafarers hear when they're out on the waves, and we're told it is 93% accurate overall. But how's it looking right now from three specific portholes around the UK? We are being rather ambitious here, trying to make telephone contact with people in the middle of the sea, but let's have a try somewhere in the Irish Sea is fisherman Tommy Finn, I'm being told. Hello, Tommy, are you there?
Yes, hello, I can hear you.
So you are in Irish Sea area, and what is the weather like there for fishing?
The weather's calm here today and has been most of the week. So light winds, very overcast. But yeah, it's been good this week.
And how useful do you find the shipping forecast?
Yeah, it's obviously not so much now as it used to be back in the day, but it's nice to listen to it. I still try to listen to it, just maybe for nostalgic reasons, but it brings me back to nice times when we used to listen on the radio for the shipping forecast coming on a Sunday night to see whether my father was going to go away for the week or not, and we obviously wanted him not to go, but him and my mum were desperate for a good forecast so that he could go and earn some money. But yeah, still try and listen to it.
Excellent. Well, look, thank you for giving us that live forecast from the Irish Sea. Let's go to the 40s Viking border. On the Piper Bravo oil platform is Gordon McCauley. What can you see?
Yes, good evening to you, Mum. From the Piper platform here, I can see quite a large sea area to the southwest of the platform, which basically shows me the weather conditions as they stand at the moment in the field and with the other platforms in our area.
What's it like in terms of visibility today?
Well, we had very thick fog all morning, and it didn't clear until around about midday, so that really quite badly affected our flying program for today. But it was clear, but I'm afraid it's closing back in again now. At the moment, we've probably got about 3 to 4 miles visibility in mist, so it does look as if it's closing back in again.
Well, not being as much of an expert as you by any means, I was wondering why it would matter as much to somebody on an oil platform as on a boat bobbing about on the sea. But you've made it clear there, because you have to go back and forth, don't you?
Well, we do get flights every single day to the field here, and of course, foggy conditions like that can really upset the flying program for the day. We didn't get any flights in the field this morning until this afternoon. All the morning flights had to be postponed till the afternoon, and that's the sort of adverse effect bad weather can have.
And do you trust the shipping forecast? I mean, we're told it's 93% accurate, or do you have other means to check the weather?
Well, to be quite honest, ma'am, like your previous caller said, I always used to tune into shipping forecasts, particularly because I was in the Merchant Navy for many years before I ever came offshore. So the shipping forecast when we were in British waters was essential listening, absolutely. But nowadays, of course, we've got other electronic means by which we get alerted to any bad weather coming up.
Well,
so we don't really depend on it very much. Sometimes, occasionally, listen at home.
Yeah, quite nice to doze off to at least at times.
It really is. It's a comfort to hear it. You know, as I say, I used to listen. For the 10 years I was in the Merchant Navy, I used to listen to it all the time.
All right. Well, Gordon McCauley, thank you very much indeed. Tommy Finn as well. We didn't make contact with the white area, but, you know, That's not bad going, is it? So, Ben Rich, what did you make of that?
I absolutely love that story of the fisherman in the Irish Sea who used to, as a boy, listen with his mum, hoping that their dad wouldn't be able to go out to sea because the weather would be too bad. What a picture that paints. What an important service the shipping forecast has been providing. My weather, much less poetic than those wonderful accounts from out to sea. It's stuck in a rut, really, over the next few days. Northern and western areas will see some rain at times, but further south and east, it's going to stay...